Welcome back to the Haddonfield Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Maria.
And I'm Tawan.
And today we're reviewing The Incantation, a Taiwanese found footage supernatural horror film released in 2022, directed by Kevin Koh, screenplay by Cheng Chae-wei and Kevin Koh. Tawan, can you please read the plot summary?
6 years ago, Lee Ronan is cursed after breaking a religious taboo. Now she must protect her daughter from the consequences of her own actions.
Tawan, what did you think about the movie?
Not gonna lie, when I was watching this, the only thing I was thinking the entire time was they fucked around and they found out.
Yeah, they did.
like everything that was happening, I was like, they fucked around and then just found out what was gonna happen later. Because that was basically all I got from everything that was happening here. Like, they were brought into another culture, basically, to try to learn or whatnot. When Ronan was with her two friends at the beginning, like, she was brought in, and the other two were like guests. They were like guests in someone else's space, and you don't go out of what someone, you're like being a guest in someone's space. You don't go out of that space to do something else. And I think that's where they messed up. Like, once they started wandering places where they shouldn't have, things like that, that was when it went downhill from there and messed everything up. But besides that, I did like the movie, though. I thought it was pretty good. I will say I'm a fan of non-linear movies, so I do like when you have to kind of piece together, like, the parts out of order to kind of be like, oh, so that's where we get this part and then this part. So I do like that type of filmmaking. I didn't mind the, like, found footage in here. I feel like it kind of worked. They were pushing it a little bit for me at certain parts where I feel like no one will be holding a camera, but you can say that about so many found footage movies. I feel it's not even, like, fair at this point. But besides all that, I like the story. And especially once we got to the end of it, I kind of liked that ending. And it also reminded me of the ending to that movie, Truth or Dare. Because that's basically the same thing that the main character in that movie did, as Donan did in this one.
Yeah, I don't know, I love this movie. I also am a fan of, like, non-linear movies. I liked that they were going back and forth. And I feel like for a two-hour movie, you never really got, like, bored. Well, I never really got bored, because it's like, because there's technically two stories happening here, you know, and that's what I really enjoyed about the movie. I like that it's a movie I can watch, like, multiple times, and every single time still, like, find something out or find something new, or, you know, put other things together. And I love that. And I feel like, I don't know, it just, I mean, I like, I guess, you know, myths and stuff like that, and or, like, deities, and, you know, and yeah, like, you're absolutely right. They definitely fucked around and found out, because it's like, how are you going to go to the secluded village of your family and then try to go to, like, you know, into, like, their sacred, you know, places just for, you know, for you two.
Literally clout. Just for clout.
Yeah. And it's like, you would think that they would have known a little bit more. I mean, I know the guys, I mean, because it was their family. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I know that they had a feeling that something was up there, you know, like, in the tunnel, but they were like, yeah, well, let's just film it for our YouTube video. And it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I was definitely thinking the same thing, because I feel like they knew a bit But obviously, most, like, I'm going to say most people, obviously they didn't know, like, the extent of what was going on. They knew it was kind of, like, ritualistic a bit, mainly just kind of weird, which is, like, why they probably thought, you know, it would be good to, like, post on their channel and whatnot, because, you know, people like stuff that they never seen before. But also, it's one of those things where it's, like, you're not even asking permission to, like, do this. You're just doing it. And even if you did ask permission, you probably would get a no regardless because of the fact that it's, like, a sacred type of thing that's going on here. Now, it may not be, like, a good thing that's going on here, but yeah, to those, like, that being respectful of those people and what they're, like, whatever they're doing, like, it wasn't them who should have been the ones to try to force their way in like that.
Yeah, and I think you kind of can see that, especially when they first get there, and they're like, who's this girl? And they're like, oh, well, it's just his girlfriend. And they were like, well, leave. Like,
no, for real.
Like, and it's true. Like, why would you bring someone extra and not ask? Especially to a family thing that's supposed to be really sacred and very secretive. Why would you bring someone along and not ask if it's okay? Well, I'm assuming it's because they knew it wasn't okay, but, you know, whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
And then that scene where they, like, broke out of their room because they got locked in because they were caught roaming around when they weren't supposed to. Like,
yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Oh, well, any standout moments, scenes that you liked or disliked in the movie?
I did like that one scene towards the end where, like, all the hands were, like, coming out of the walls and ground and stuff when the friend and cousin were getting chased out of, like, the bunker room area. I thought that was cool because it reminded me of Grave Encounters, and I really liked that movie. I just like the visual of that. Every time I see something like that in, like, a movie like this, that visual is always pretty cool to me. Besides that, I would say it was just, like, a lot of little things in here that I liked, especially when it came to the spirits trying to interact with Dodo, or just, like, yeah, scenes of Dodo, like, either being kind of possessed or whatever. Like, I thought most of those scenes were pretty good. Like, when she was at her school and you could just barely make out a pair of hands, like, reaching out to her in the darkness, or when she tells Ronan to walk the bad guy or the demon out, and then you see it, like, flash right back into the room, like the shadow. Like, little stuff like that was pretty cool, like, interspersed in there. And also the scene when they get to the church and find the priest and his wife, and, like, she's, like, peeling off her skin or whatever. Like, that was crazy. Like, the sound effects on that was nasty.
Yeah, like, you can just hear her digging, and you just hear the blood, like, squishing in there, and it's like, oh my god. Yes,
I appreciate some good sound design, and that was crazy.
Yeah, that was also one of my favorite scenes, because it's like, it's just, because, I mean, like, I think, like, how you mentioned earlier, where you get, like, little scares, you know? Like, it's nothing really, like, in your face. Like, they don't come off,
yeah,
you know, super, like, scary. It's just little things where you're like, wow, like, that's kind of weird, you know? And I love that they escalated like that, you know? Like, especially, like, towards, like, the end or towards the middle. And I think that's great.
And, oh, no, continue, my bad.
No, keep going.
I was going to say another scene that I did like was the one where I believe it was Ming who, like, he didn't let the authorities take away Dodo from Ronan. I did like this. I liked that scene because, like, he kind of knew that feeling and he didn't let that happen to her because he easily could have. So I just thought that was just like a nice act of kindness from the character.
Yeah, honestly, those like the little sad scenes got to me. Like, I felt so bad for Ming because it's like, yeah, the reason why he, you know, didn't right away say like, I guess the reason he didn't like take away Dodo is because like, well, he did it for her because he knew, yeah, he knew that she loved her mom. And it's so sad because they show you that little portion where he's like, you know, I can't have kids, but I love kids. And he, you know, that he held a really special like place in his heart for Dodo. And it makes everything so sad. Oh my God. That's how I knew he was gonna die.
No, for real.
But and I really like, you know, I like that they sprinkled in little moments that you see with Ronan and Dodo, and how, you know, she's just trying to, you know, be with her daughter. She's trying to live her life. She's trying to, you know, not be afraid of the monsters. And then just for, you know, everything to kind of go downhill, and you still see her trying to be a good mom. Like the scene where Dodo can't eat, and you see Ronan like out in the hallway eating a sandwich, and she's like crying. Oh my God. And I don't know, that's what I really liked about the movie. I also really liked the scene in the beginning, where, you know, you have the car accident with the parents, and then you see her go to the police, and then the police like shoot themselves. Oh my God. And I was just watching it like earlier, and but there's like a scene where Ronan brings toys to the daycare, to the kindergarten, because Dodo, you know, wasn't really having like luck having friends. And that one kid who was bullying her was like, I won't call you crazy anymore, your mom's cool.
Hey, look, kids be like that though. That's the crazy part. Like, yeah, that's something they would actually say.
It's just so funny to have that in there. I also liked any scenes that has to do with like the temple, the tunnel, when they show you the mural with the deity, and you see that her face is kind of like gone basically, or it's like bleeding out. That one car scene, where Ming is driving, and they're I think this is when they're going to the temple, but they're like at a loop, you know, where they see like the same fire and they see like the same post over and over and over until they like realize someone is standing on the post. So then like Ming is like, fuck this, right? So he starts reversing back. And it's the same thing over and over. That scene. I mean, the scene right after that was kind of good too, you know, once they hear the banging and the radio goes crazy. Which I don't know if you heard or if you saw that on the radio, they were talking about a corpse that was hanging. It was like burnt and stuff. The person was Dr. Wu, who is Ronan's doctor, who was kind of helping her like in the
Oh, the
beginning.
psychiatrist?
Yeah, it was her, which took
Okay.
me a while to, yeah. Which I, th that's what I really love about the movies. You have little tiny things that kind of like connect later on. And yes, so Tawan, what is your, we're gonna do favorite kill, because I feel like a good amount of people have died in this movie. So what's your favorite kill?
I think my favorite kill was, I don't think it was Yuan. I think it was Dom when he got like his head like bashed into the wall. I believe that was him. When they were like trying to, when they were like checking out the temple, and I think he was the one who pulled the veil back on Mother Buddha. And Yeah, and he got affected, and like it's like hit bashed into the wall, because when he like turned around after that, when Yuan like tried to call out to him, the way his face looked was like crazy. However they did that, so I did like that one.
Yeah, I agree. It was also like a really really weird. I mean, it was a scary kill because you just kind of weren't expecting it. I think it's the first one where it just kind of happened out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Besides Ming, who was, I think Ming's kill was also kind of my favorite because he, you know, it kind of just starts where he just says his name and then he starts bashing his head on the laptop. Mm-hmm. And then he gets faster, you know, and then it cuts off. And then you see that, I guess not really Ming, right? But something is like sending her the tunnel video through Ming's number.
Yeah, like constantly.
And I think another kill for me is the police officers, because I was not expecting that. It literally just cuts to like them watching the video and then they're just standing and then they shoot themselves. And it's like, oh my God, it was just, I guess it's like one of the first scenes. It's just not something I expected.
Yeah. Also, another one that I did forget, which it was like not even in there for long. I forget the relation the lady had to anyone in the movie, but like it cut to her like putting like that hot like coil in her mouth, killing herself. That was crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think she was a caretaker at the adoption center where Dodo was.
Yeah, that was so wild.
Yeah, because it shows you, like, when she, like, puts it in her mouth. And then, mm-hmm. and I guess it is really wild, because, like, you know that all the kids are there. And she's literally standing in front of the kids doing that. And then you hear everybody screaming.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was a really wild kill. What about any jump scares or any scares from the movie?
I would say there weren't many like jump scares that got me in this movie for the couple that I remember. The only one I would say that was like good, because I just liked it, was at the temple with the priest and the wife, when she like came charging towards them and like her face was all like you know, demoned out basically. I thought that was just like a good one.
Yeah, I think like throughout the whole movie, like, you get, like, little ones, like, when you hear that, like, weeping woman in the elevator, and when I think it, like, flashes back to the tunnel, and Yuan is, like, running around the village, screaming, and Ronan is following him around, and you see how she'll, like, turn on her light, turn it off, and he'll appear and disappear. And then, I mean, that scene in general was kind of, it was creepy, because you see in the background how the villagers are also basically dying, because they, you know, because they made the deity mad. So, and it's just, I guess in general, it's just a really creepy scene. But that temple scene was good. The sound effects were good. And she was super scary. You're just not. And like her hair and her just ripping up her scalp was
so nasty.
And now let's go talk about the characters. Starting with Yuan. What did you think about Yuan?
Yuan was Dom's cousin, and if I recall, I feel like he was the main one trying to like enter in the tunnels and stuff when they were when him and Dom were like away from when him and Dom were away from Ronan at the time, and they were still in like the village and everything. And it's just, every time I think about it, I'm just like, why like nothing in this place gives off like gives off like, I should be here or I should be checking this out. Nothing in that gave off any type of energy like that. So it's just like, what was the reasoning for like going in here? And we know the reasoning because they wanted to do something with their little channel or whatever. But like, nothing gave off like not even positive vibes, but welcoming vibes. This gives off like, only people who know what the fuck going on should be in here right now. And Yuan was not trying to follow any of that.
Yeah, and plus, wasn't Ronan like her stomach was hurting? And then turns out she was bleeding, but they were like, let's just go into the temple anyway. It's like, and literally, I think Yuan is the one who runs in, doesn't he? Yep. He kind of just goes, well, yeah.
Because if I recall, I think Yuan was the main one who, like, destroyed the barricades to go in.
Yeah, he was. I think because, Ronan was staying outside with the girl. Because, obviously, there's a girl there, and she's unconscious, and she has, like, I don't even think she had writings on her. I think they, like, carved into her.
Yeah.
So then, like, you know, your next reaction would be, we have to call the police. Like, obviously, there's some cult stuff going on here, like, but Yuan was like, I'm gonna go into the temple, into the tunnel, and he like breaks those barriers. So it's all his fault, really. Yeah, he was definitely the most reckless, I think, out of all of them. Definitely did not care about his family or his like religion, you know, because it's super rude to, I guess, in a way, like exploit their family and exploit like what they believe in just for some views on the internet.
No, actually, and it's not, well, as they learned, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. And I guess it's really, like, ironic in a way that it's his camera that's basically cursed because he recorded everything, you know? And I guess in a way it's kind of not really his fault, but it's, like, it's his video that's going out and, you know, cursing people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, yawn. Well, what do you think about Yuan's cousin, Dom?
Dom is even worse because he decided he was going to take it amongst himself to go behind the veil. Like, if something is, you're already walking in a hidden tunnel, and a tunnel that was barricaded in a remote village where you know they do specific rituals and sacrifices and stuff, and decide that you're just going to touch stuff, don't know what you're touching, and then at the last minute, like, pull the veil down. Now, granted, he doesn't know what's behind it. It could have been like a doorway, but either way, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. And it's like, where is the common sense? Like, honestly, I'm a person where I really don't even like believe in a lot of stuff. But if I'm walking into something like this and I don't know what the hell is happening in here, basically I'm walking right out and not, especially not touching anything. But he decided to touch it, and then he saw Mother Buddha, and Mother Buddha made sure that he didn't see anything else after that.
Yeah, she definitely came back with a vengeance for both of them. Like, which I feel, I mean, I guess you're right. Dom is definitely not any better, because it's like, why would you leave your girlfriend who is pregnant outside and be like, okay, I'm going to go in here with my cousin because I want to see what's up. Like, why? You know, like, priorities. And yeah, he definitely, I just feel like after seeing the hair and, you know, the teeth and the little statues and the mirrors that, yeah, the last thing you want to do is look behind this statue that is a little creepy. Like, you know, yeah, and you're right. Like, there's a reason this stuff is back here barricaded, you know? Like, there's a reason this stuff is closed off. I feel like it would have been enough just to go up to that point, but you know, both of them got very greedy. I mean, I feel bad for Dom sometimes because he seems a little like more level-headed than Yuan. But then, like, the more you watch it, the more it's like, well, Dom, you know, you didn't have to go in there. You didn't have to do all the things you did.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But, moving forward, what did you think about Ming?
So, I did like Ming's character because he seemed like a genuinely good person. You know, he just is now like involved in the situation, and but mainly for trying to help Dodo out, because he just, you know, was very helpful for like kids and things like that. So that was like his main concern, but he also saw like, not like he didn't know like the exact struggle at the time that Ronan was going through, but he saw that she was in need of assistance and decided he was gonna make it like his mission to help out, because he had that love for Dodo as if she was like his own. And I mean, he's probably the rock star of the movie, because I mean, he was able to get that footage restored, and he did all the research to figure out like what the hand symbols mean and like the actual incantations, what's being said, like what they all kind of relate to. And basically, like, it's not like he didn't die in vain. Like, when he did die, everything was there for Ronan to go off of what she needed to do, and provided us, the viewer, with more insight as to what happened with the restoration of that footage.
Yeah, like, I definitely agree. I loved Ming. I think his storyline more than any other one just made me really sad. Because, I mean, I do feel bad for Ronan and having to lose her child because, you know, she went a little crazy. I feel for her for trying her best to fix her life. But, I mean, she was also there with Yuan and Dom when they decided to fuck around and find out.
That is true.
But Ming, literally, all he wanted, he loved kids, couldn't have his own kids, so, you know, he poured into his work, and he felt a special connection with Dodo. And, he just the fact that, you know, obviously, I'm pretty sure he already had suspicions about Ronan and her relapsing, I guess giving in to her craziness, I guess, is the best way I can explain it. The only reason he went with them was because of Dodo. Because she was like, you know, because I think at one point he'll ask her, he asked Dodo, like, you know, I think he had asked her, like, what did he ask her? Oh my God. He was like, Because I think Dodo was, you know, because he had asked Dodo, you know, do you want to come back with me?
Yeah.
Like, you want to come home with me? And she was like, yes. And he was like, okay, like, then let's go. But then, like, you know, Dodo was like, but what about my mom? And Ming is like, but your mom's kind of crazy. And Dodo's just like, but she's my mom. And he was like, whatever, I'll embark in whatever journey this is. But I thought that was so sweet. He did not have to do any of that.
Yeah, he didn't.
And he restored the video. He was risking his life. He saw himself deteriorate. Like, you know those videos he was sending Ronan with, like, him bleeding and his teeth falling out? He even went, I think, to that, like, monk to, like, figure out what everything meant. I don't know. He put so much effort. It made me so sad.
Yeah, it was definitely sad seeing him, like, go out and, like, you mentioned, like, literally deteriorating over time because of, like, being involved in this.
Yeah, and all he wanted to do was help Dodo's mom, you know? And I thought that was so sweet. And it's, oh my God, it's so sad. It's just, you know, like, I think out of all the characters, like, in the movie, I think he's definitely the only one that did not deserve what happened to him. Like, all he wanted to do was help Dodo. All he wanted to do was, you know, fix her, I guess, because she was, you know, she, I guess because of the curse, she was getting really sick.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Moving on from Ming, what do you think about Dodo?
I mean, I will say probably out of everyone, Dodo's probably the least I have to say about because, you know, she was pretty innocent in most of this. It was really mostly Ronan's fault for what happened to Dodo because she didn't, you know, she didn't follow the rules as intended, and it kind of brought all of this back on her. And, you know, I can't really fault the child for what she didn't know was happening at the time. Now, I am glad, like, you know, at the end of the movie, Dodo, even though she won't have her mom, she is going to be able to pretty much live a good life because the curse has been passed on to, like, everybody who watched the video. So she's gotta be out here for a while, but I don't think out of everyone I don't have as much to say about her because of the fact that, you know, she's the most innocent and she didn't really recognize what was kind of happening to her. It was not like one of those other like possession movies where, you know, they kind of know that something's going on with them but aren't sure, but like she wasn't really sure what was happening, and like her mom was just kind of, you know, convinced that she was sick at first, or, you know, just trying to get her help in that type of way. So she was more so a victim than anything.
Yeah, I was just about I think literally as you said that, I think that thought had crossed my mind where Dodo, like Ming, they were both just victims.
Yep.
You know? Like, poor Dodo. Like, I feel like she was so young. I'm definitely sure she had no idea what was really going on. And all she could do as a child was just trust her mom, you know? And that is so sad. poor Dodo. But I'm glad that at the end, she's able to live a full life. Because she didn't ask for this. I mean, I don't know if it's just supposed to, like, imply, but that, like, basically the Mother Buddha basically had chosen Dodo since she was, like, in her mom's, you know, stomach. But I think that makes things even more sad because it's, like, Ronan brought her to this place where they weren't really supposed to be. And continue to do all these, you know, things to kind of disrespect the goddess or, you know, Mother Buddha.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess ever since birth ever since, you know, Dodo being in the womb, she was chosen. The Mother Buddha was going to come get her one way or another. And that is so sad. It's not even her fault. It's not like she chose this.
Because the lady was a great aunt. Like, she knew that Ronan was pregnant before she did.
Yeah.
It was like she could sense it. So it was planned from the beginning when they first arrived there, basically. And there was nothing that could happen.
Yeah. And that's what makes, and I guess, yeah, it just makes things so sad. Cause it's like, if you had just minded your business and been like, I'm gonna stay out of this private family function, then she would have lived her normal life. You know? Speaking of Dodo's mom, what did you think about Lee Ronan?
Oh man. Lee was I would say Lee took good steps, but also, like, some bad ones as well. So I will say, because she was invited to go with Yuan and Dom, like, to that village in the beginning, she didn't know what was probably going to happen as much as the others did. But she went because her boyfriend was going, and like she was invited. And even when they got there, and they told her that that she was gonna have to like stay, or like they were gonna leave, like she wasn't like putting up a fight or anything. Like she was just like, okay, like, you know, it's kind of fine. And once all that happened to her, like that night that she saw like everything, she actually took the responsibility of herself to give birth to her child and give her child away because she couldn't be sufficient enough to care for her child in the state that she was in, and like took herself to like a psychiatrist and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty good for this character, because she could obviously sense when something's like not right in herself and get the help that's needed. And you could see that when she was trying to help Dodo, like trying to be as caring as she can as a mother to try to help her out, getting additional assistance from like when she went to the priest and stuff, but she just couldn't bear to see her daughter in that state, that she couldn't like do the help as it was intended, like when it came time to not feed her for the 7 days and she wanted to give her food because she was like just so like groggy, like looked like pale and stuff, but it didn't even like help. And that was one of her downfalls, is like she cared, but she did care a little bit too much at certain points where she should have not cared, but dialed back to try to help in their situation, because I mean she doesn't know what's going to be able to solve it no more than anyone else. So I mean, like, if you reached out to that for that assistance, that might be the best way that you can get someone to kind of resolve what's going on for you. Besides that though, even though she kind of ate shit for putting the curse on everybody that watched the video, it's also smart as hell that she did that as well, because like, you know, somebody's gonna like, I'm sure if that was a video in the real world, like people would just be sharing that, not even knowing probably what's happening, especially, you know, you're not from there, like that area, and like know the language and stuff. So like people probably just be sharing it, like, oh, look at this, and passing the curse on to just everybody basically. So I mean, the intent on what she did was pretty smart, because even though she did sacrifice herself, just like at the beginning, she took a sacrifice to save Dodo, and she did it again at the end when she fully like sacrificed herself to put this curse among everyone that watches the video from now.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like, well, to be honest, I don't think she thought she was going to be sacrificed to, because she had that that blindfold on, but obviously it doesn't matter. And yeah, I guess it was kind of shitty of her to do that, but I mean, if it was the only way to save her daughter, I feel like it's an option that people, you know, in the same situation might consider. I loved that she made, you know, basically made like a film about it. I guess you're supposed to think that she's making this film, right, for us to watch. Yeah. I loved the fact that she made the reveal at the end where she was like, watch this. And then it explains that it's a curse. I have a lot of mixed feelings about her, because, like, she went into that village, with Dom and Yuan. And, yeah, I mean, it's not like she was, like, sitting in the car saying, you know, please let me stay. She was just like, well, you know, I understand, because it makes sense. I mean, I guess you can say she was just kind of, like, more of a victim of her environment, I guess, because you know, she was with her boyfriend, with his cousin, and they were just kind of like, no, like, let's do it. Let's do all this. And, you know, they're the ones who went into the tunnel, which I'm assuming that's why she, you know, survived, basically. And I think, I mean, she definitely shouldn't have gone with them. She definitely should have, like, I just feel like as soon as they had told me, because, you know, like, I think the grand aunt or the grandma, the great grandma, when she was like looking at, if she would have been looking at me like that and then like touching my hand and being like, no, you actually never mind, come in, after being a little bit aggressive about wanting me to leave, yeah, that would have been my red flag.
Like, nah, I'm gonna stay in the car.
Yeah, like, I'll sleep out here. Like, I'm fine with that. You know, it's just, and you can also see it in their faces where they were like, okay, anyway. Like, why would you still go in? I don't know. And then on top of that, and I guess, you know, the only real reason why she went to the tunnel was because I think she wanted to help the little girl. Because, you know, I think once they went up there and they saw how they had carved into her and they had her, like, outside the temple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ronan stayed with her instead of going into the tunnel like Yuan and Dom. You know, so I gave her a little bit of brownie points for that. You know, she was just a struggling mom, and I did feel bad for her for, like, most of the movie. Yeah, because it's like, okay, like I did feel bad for her until you watch the video where the monk basically explains how it's actually a curse, and it's a curse that, like, yes, yeah, that links people, and then you see her turn the camera and it's her being pregnant, and you're like, so you knew this whole time then, you know, like, in the back of her mind she knew what it was, what's going on. And I mean, couldn't she have destroyed the camera? Like, you know, burnt the film? I don't know. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe Dodo, regardless, would have been like, you know,
screw, basically.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like there would have been other ways that she could have, you know. I feel like she had a lot of time. Like, she had, like, 5 years, I think, because Dodo's 5. Or 6 years. She had 6 years to figure it out, and she never did. And it's like, I guess you, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about you, but I saw her in a little, like, after kind of feeling bad for her and trying to see her, you know, survive, I, like, when I saw that she's technically known, that she's technically known since the beginning about the curse and how, you know, how it works and how it affects people, I, like, just saw her in, like, a little, in, like, a different light, because it kind of just makes it seem that, like, she brought these people in her life. She had, what's his name? Like, she had Ming restore that film, knowing full well that it's cursed. Yep. You know what I mean? Oh my god.
Yep. That's definitely it. Like, she cared in the parts where it kind of mattered, but in other parts it was like, girl.
Yeah, like, it's like, you knew from the beginning. And you, like, I mean, I don't know if she did it on purpose. I don't know if maybe after years of, you know, therapy and medication or, you know, whatever she had to do in order to, you know, to not be so afraid, that she maybe just forgot. But it's like, but in the back of your mind, you knew, though, and all those people died. Like, those poor, the poor wife and her husband from the temple didn't have to die. Like, they were just trying to help you. Huh, interesting. Well, oh, Ronan, yeah, she's just, I wouldn't say she's a complicated character, but it's like, I don't know, it's just after seeing that, you're like, wait, like, then who are you really, Ronan?
Yep.
Well, I guess she's a mom who'd kill for her daughter, so... So where is that? What are your thoughts about the cult?
The cult. Well, I mean, I don't know if I really thought much about the cult. Like, they were kind of generic cult-like type of thing, basically tricking people to get what they wanted. But also, these people invited that. It's not even one of those situations where, like, the cult was, you know, trying to be kind of, like, sneaky about their intentions or whatever, because the people in, like, the main group, like, Yuan, Dom, and them, they decided to take it amongst themselves to go deeper into the cult sanctuary and try to film and stuff. So, I mean, they didn't even have to do much. They had the work done for them. Yeah. The only one who needed, like, maybe a little convincing at most, or just to, like, be a part of, like, a slight ritual was Ronan. But besides that, like, the other two, they was already deep in it, and then everybody else was just like an effect of their cause, like Ming and Dodo and stuff. But those main three, like, they're the reason, like, Donan, Yuan, and Dom, like, they're the main reasons that the cult even got something to do anyway. That they weren't, like, they fucked around and found out.
Yeah.
The cult didn't even have to do much. Like, you know, other movies, like, the cult usually, they don't have to, like, work hard, but, like, they have to kind of, like, indoctrinate and, like, do stuff like that, whereas them, like, shit, they was kind of down, because they want the clout.
Yeah, they just kind of, like, I mean, I thought the cult was interesting. I liked that they didn't tell you, like, right away about what they believed in and how, and, like, I guess didn't tell you right away about the things that they did. You kind of figure that out throughout the movie. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, not that I enjoyed this part, but, like, after, you know, Yuan had, like, ran away and the members went to go, like, get the girl, I'm assuming that they were trying to either sacrifice or something. And then Ronan walks back to the little village. And then you see people dying in the background, and you see them, like, you know, you see, I think, like, the grandma and, like, some other people had etched in symbols on them. I don't know if they were symbols, but they basically had, like, their skin, like, cuts, and you see someone on fire, you see people hanging, and I guess it is kind of, Not funny, but it's a little, like, ironic, because it's like, you know, Yuan, Dom, and Ronan basically fucked around and found out. But, I mean, I feel like the cult members also kind of fucked around and found out, because they were, you know, worshiping this deity that, you know, if you're not careful with the things you do, she, you know, it has, like, a really, like, I guess, like, if you don't watch what you do, if you don't worship correctly, like, things can backfire on you so fast. And that's exactly what happened to them, you know? But, I mean, not that I guess I don't really feel bad for them, but I thought in general it was a really interesting, like, concept, I guess. You know, because you, like, go in and you see little weird things happening, but nothing really, like, raises any flags. You're just like, okay, you know, they just believe in Mother Buddha, and they, you know, every group has their own different rituals, until you see things start going downhill, like, super fast. And that's when you're like, hold on, like, this is a little weird. It's a little scary. But yeah. Okay, let's talk about the behind the scenes for this movie. Tawan, can you give us the info?
I can. So, This movie currently has their budget unlisted, so we weren't able to find that information out for you guys. But we do know that it brought in a box office of 5.7 million. And some critics' reactions for it is that the movie currently has a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Incantation was showcased at the Network of Asian Fantastic Films, or NAF for short, Project Market during the 2019 Busan International Fantastic Film Festival, and before entering production and going on to become the highest-grossing Taiwanese horror film. Some reviews from IMDb. One user writes, Incantation's premise is a decent vehicle for a found footage film. The ride to get there is engaging thanks to the efforts of a strong cast, relatable elements that ground the story, and a dreadful atmosphere. Many spells are cast and given goosebumps throughout the film. And another user writes, very refreshing horror film. I definitely recommend this to any fans of the found footage genre. Don't read anything about it. Just go in and watch blindly. Do not watch a dub version either. Subtitles for the best experience. There.
And well, this is like off topic, I guess, but did you see how it says? Did you see that how it says it's based off a true story?
I didn't even think I noticed that. It is?
That's what it said. That's what it says on Netflix.
Oh, no, they could keep that. They could keep all that.
Let me see what's I saw it today. It says movies inspired by an ancient but my bad. The movie is inspired by an incident in Gushan District. From 2005, a family of six had claimed that they were possessed by various Chinese folk religion deities and accused each other of being possessed by demons masquerading as deities.
Damn.
How interesting. No, I saw that like today. I was like, I did not see this last time. I did not know it was based off of a story. But apparently it is. So I guess have fun with that. Tawan, do you cash or pass incantation?
I would cash Incantation. I actually did like this movie. This was my first time actually watching it because I do remember hearing about this last year when I think it first came to Netflix. A lot of people were kind of hyping it up. I just didn't get around to watching it. So glad that Maria brought it to us today and then I was able to check it out. It was definitely a good movie. I agree with what one of the IMDb reviewers said, where I think it's probably best to go in blind for this one. I really didn't know what this was about, so going in blind was the best experience. The story was pieced together like very well. It had some good like got some good scares, some like unsettling atmosphere, sound design, and like all the performances that were in here were good as well. And you know, just good to support foreign cinema as well, so I would definitely give this a cash.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I picked the movie, so I definitely cash. It's definitely it's one of my favorite found footage movies. It's long, but and honestly, it doesn't feel long. There's a lot of really great elements in the movie that I just enjoy. It's a good movie. I don't know. I really like it. I really like found footage. And yeah, and I also, I mean, when I first watched it, I also went in blind. I think I watched it because a friend was wanted to watch it, and I was just, I guess, I like the fact that, you know, going in blind, you kind of get to make your own like assumptions and your own opinions. But it's a great movie. I love it. So definitely cash. Okay, and well, that's the end, right? Okay. So next week, Mark will be back, and we're going to be reviewing his horror pick, Dracula, the horror classic from 1931, which I don't think I've seen. but that should be exciting.
Yeah, not either. I've not seen the original Dracula, no.
I haven't either. I read the book in, like, high school, because, you know, it's high school and they make you read Dracula. I don't think I've actually seen any Dracula movies besides Van Helsing.
Yeah, that's a classic, though.
It is a classic, right? Like, look, it's a great movie. Like, the effects in that movie is amazing. And, you know, you gotta give credit to the three brides. They're beautiful. But, yeah, so join us next week for Dracula, the classic. And goodbye.
All right.
If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Hide and Fear Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Hide and Fear Horror's on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Hide and Fear Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections. The Hide and Fear Horrors podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?